We're talking with Blaine Arthur, our state secretary of agriculture. Challenging times for the department, challenging times for the producers that look to ODAF for some guidance on a lot of different things. Madam Secretary, you know, I know you've been busy talking to a lot of people over the last day or so. What exactly is your strategy there at the department regarding trying to meet this whole challenge head on?
Well, Ron, first and foremost, we want to make sure that we maintain services to the state of Oklahoma, the responsibilities that we have here at the agency, but also balance out protecting our staff and limit the potential spread of COVID-19. We certainly have quickly changed some of our what would be our typical work day here at the Department of Agriculture. We have the majority of our staff that are now doing telework because of what technology allows us to do. But we really want the public to understand that we as a state agency, we are still doing the work that we need to do every day, and certainly for the ag industry, making sure that we have all of our inspectors doing the work that is so important to the industry, because now more than ever, it's important that food supply chain continues like it needs to, and we are going to play our part in making certain that things keep moving forward.
I know that you've got obviously inspectors and others that work within the department, and indications are from what you're telling the industry, all those type of functions will continue.
They absolutely will continue. Our field staff and those inspectors are still out doing the work that they're required to do every day. We certainly are having very regular dialogue, though, with our customers and with our ag commodity groups, and making sometimes changes to what would be a typically scheduled day so that we can ensure the health of all those involved, no matter where they are working. So communication, I think, certainly at this time is more important than ever. So lots of dialogue with all of those that we interface with, but ultimately making sure whether it's a livestock inspector at one of the sale facilities or one of our meat inspectors at one of the processing facilities, those folks are still doing the job that is so important that they do every day to continue the food supply moving forward.
What sort of concerns are you hearing from some of the various sectors? I know you've talked to ag groups, you've been in communication with the grocery stores and some of their representatives. What are you hearing right now?
You know, the number one big issue, and I am certain that any consumer is probably seeing this, is that the food supply that we all rely on a daily basis, that the demand is certainly overwhelming the majority of our retail locations. We have had calls not only with Secretary Perdue and his staff, but also with all the other ag commissioners across the United States on a daily basis, if not more than once a day basis, to talk about that. And we certainly, the demand now is pretty overwhelming for all of those retail locations, and we want to ensure that we don't have a lapse in the supply. And so that's why it's so important that we address any ag labor issues, that we make certain that those trucks have some leniency to move that product. And a lot of that was handled with the governor's executive order that we saw come out yesterday here in the state of Oklahoma. So that helps significantly. But really, it's just people trying to access those products that everyone is typically, when you walk into a grocery store, there's everything that you need, and I'm sure all of us have seen some of the empty shelves and seen some of those concerns of our consumers. And since we are such a huge piece of that supply chain and the work that we do here at the department, but also that we do with our farmers and ranchers, that concern is that that supply chain continues. And I think both at the federal level and at the state level, everyone is making good decisions to make certain that that chain is not interrupted.
I would suspect you've had more than one cattle producer raise the question to you, what gives with higher wholesale box beef prices, the cleaned out shelves, and cattle prices in the tank?
You know, it is an incredibly challenging time for our beef producers, and that certainly is pretty personal to me as well. We know the beef industry well at our house. And it is, a lot of people are really, really suffering because of the prices. And that's something that, you know, our greatest hope is that market will settle and relieve some of that stress on those producers. Certainly lots of conversations with the livestock markets and what they're seeing, but then also with all pieces of that, from our cow-calf producers all the way to the feed yards, and lots of folks trying to hold cattle if they are able to. But we also know, depending on where you are in that stage, that might not be an option. So what us coming into what was already several years of depressed commodity prices and challenging issues, this is not certainly what anyone in the ag industry wanted to see, and especially for our beef producers, they're really being negatively impacted at, you know, right, have had challenging times, and this is certainly just really adding to the stress for those producers.
One other area I know that that you've had communication, obviously, with some of the federal folks and agencies that you interact with, but kind of in concert with what they're talking about, the Department of Transportation at the federal level, Governor Stitt had a had an executive order that eases up on those hours of service, and that's good for the ag industry, obviously.
It is good for the ag industry, and it's really important to have that waiver for a lot of our ag haulers. We've talked a lot about, you know, the kind of end product that consumers are purchasing at the grocery stores, but we also need for those trucks to be able to move that feed for those livestock that we feed out here in Oklahoma, and also a lot of those crops and other things that have to get where they need to go in order for us to have that ultimate end product that's so important to all of us. So we're very appreciative of the governor's executive order waiving some of those hour service requirements so that that product can continue to move. And certainly glad to have Governor Stitt in that capacity. We, as you can imagine, have had just kind of nonstop communication with the governor's office about how this is impacting the agriculture industry and the steps that can be taken here at the state level to relieve some of that stress.
Anything else that that we need to cover this afternoon, Madam Secretary?
Well, we certainly we want folks to remember to be rational in all the decisions that they make. I know that you've got leadership here in the state of Oklahoma from the governor's office that's going to help move us the right direction. But we also want to, kind of the final thing as we talk about the food side of things, that we have a new program that has just been launched from our market development group here at the Department of Agriculture, which is Loklahoma. And you can find that right now on social media, on both Facebook and Instagram. And that is a tool that is connecting consumers to producers in their area, so they can search for that and then find producers in their area that have farm fresh products. And that is set up off of region. So for folks who want to access that resource, it is now up. Our staff hustled around to put all those pieces together over the past couple days. And then finally, I know that we've got a lot of students that will be home from school at least for a couple of weeks. I know my two kiddos are in that category, and we have some wonderful Ag in the Classroom resources that are available online. So if parents are looking for some educational resources for their students, we always love to push the Ag in the Classroom program, and now's a great time if they're looking for something different for those students to do. Great resources from our Ag in the Classroom coordinators that are out there for folks to access.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Secretary of Agriculture Blaine Arthur talking with us on the Oklahoma Farm Report. I'm Ron Hayes.